Pope Benedict XVI is into the fourth day of his visit to his homeland Bavaria today. This morning, the Holy Father celebrated an outdoor mass for more than 250,000 people in Eisling, just outside Regensburg. But the Pope's afternoon and evening appointments have included a special visit to the University of Regensburg and an ecumenical Vespers service in the Regensburg Cathedral. Chris Altieri is following the visit and now joins us live on air. Hello, Chris.
Good evening, Catherine.
Chris, now maybe you can tell us a bit about what exactly is happening at the moment as we go to air.
Quite literally, in the past 90 seconds, the Holy Father has arrived at the Church of St. Ulrich, which is near Regensburg's Cathedral Church of St. Peter. Catherine, the crowds are large. There's no telling the number at this stage, but it almost, well, goes without saying that they are extremely enthusiastic. The Holy Father has now entered and is greeting with some of the dignitaries from the church and also from the Jewish community here. The Holy Father is meeting with also with top-level representatives from the working group of Christian churches in Bavaria who are going to process into the cathedral with the Pope. Catherine?
Yes. Well, earlier, Chris, the Holy Father visited the university where he taught dogmatics for several years. Can you tell us a little bit about that encounter?
Yes, that was at 5 o'clock, and the Holy Father shared a reflection on faith, reason, and the university as at the University of Regensburg, where, as you noted, he was professor of dogmatics from 1969 until 1997, when his predecessor, Pope Paul VI, called him to be Archbishop of Munich in Freising. The Aula Magna, the great hall of the university, was filled to overflowing, and students gathered around in the thousands, it seemed, in chairs set up outside with big screens to follow the Holy Father's reflection. The Pope's remarks once again challenged those gathered to hear him, just as the Holy Father has challenged his hearers all throughout his visit. Today at the university, in fact, Pope Benedict issued a powerful invitation to recover an understanding of human rationality that has room for questions concerning the ultimate reason for all things, concerning questions concerning God, and he was greeted and left the building to thunderous applause, Catherine.
Fabulous, Chris. Thank you so much. And Chris Altieri, of course, was on the scene this morning when Pope Benedict celebrated an open-air mass in the city. He tells us more.